Hey, Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you. Callers threatening you with arrest or other legal action and demanding money are not from us. If you receive a call like this, hang up. Do not provide them with any form of payment or information. Report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
Real products are tested for safety. My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. Blew his chances to play basketball in college.
Go for real.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
About to bury your reef. What's so funny?
get it while you can. got 9 bullets in it. 9 bullets in my roommate's gun.
As a public service to the listeners of WRCT, we have compiled a short list of items you should not have in your possession at the present time. 1. A muscle car. 2. A Betamax. 3. Acid-washed anything. 4. A members-only jacket. 5. Stirrup pants. 6. Asbestos. 7. Hummelware. 8. Sweet and Low. 9. Copies of Dynetics or Megatrends. And 10. A radio not tuned to 88.3 FM. If you do have any of these items, WRCT suggests you get with the program.
Sky cracks open, the walls falling through the floor. Just as well to keep it, I get some game in store. You're with me now, we'll be again. Other points in between, and the cruel, cruel mornings turn the days to swim or sink. Living right is easy.
What goes wrong, you're causing it. The drive, didn't want to turn that way, you're causing it. The drive, doesn't make a difference now, you're causing it. The drive, silence knows, can't drown hard. Happenstance is falling through the cracks each day. Too close now to change it, whose goal is lighter anyway. When in doubt, move on, no need to sort it out. You're with me now, we'll be again, other points in between. I want to find the right side of you, living right is easy. What goes wrong, you're causing it. The drive, didn't want to turn that way, you're causing it. The drive, doesn't make a difference now, you're causing it. The drive, silence knows, can't drown. What goes wrong, you're causing it. The drive, didn't want to turn that way, you're causing it. The drive, it doesn't make a difference now, you're causing it. The drive, silence knows, can't drown.
broken and built to crash. Castro had old Bill to crash.
A shot of cocaine and I shot my woman down. Went right home and I went to bed. I stuck that loving 44 beneath my head. Got up next morning and I grabbed my gun. I took a shot of cocaine and away I run. Made a good run, but I run too slow. They overtook me down in Juarez, Mexico. Laid in the hot joint, taking a pill. In walked the sheriff from Jericho Hill. He said, Willie Lee, your name is not Jack Brown. You're the dirty hack that shot your woman down. Yes, oh yes, my name is Willie Lee. If you've got a warrant, just read it to me. Shot her down, cause she made me slow. I thought I was her daddy, but she had five more. I was dressed in black. They put me on a train and they took me back. Had no friend for to go my bail. They slapped my daughter carcass in that county jail. The next morning about a 9:30, I spied a sheriff coming down the line. He kinda coughed as he cleared his throat. He said, come on you dirty hack to the district court. Into the courtroom my trial began, where I was held by 12 honest men. Just before the jury started out, I saw that dirty judge commence to look about. About 5 minutes in walked a man, holding the verdict pen, his right hand. The verdict read in the first degree. I hollered, Lordy, Lordy, have mercy on me.
The judge smiled as he picked up his pen. 99 years in the Folsom State Pen. 99 years underneath that ground. I can't forget the day I shut that bad bitch down. Come on, you gotta listen unto me. Lay off that whiskey and let that cocaine be. Sue it!
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
WRCT Pittsburgh. The last bastion of pulchritude.
I'm
St. Daisy.
En peine le jour où moi aussi
j'aurai quelqu'un qui m'aime.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Clear that she's been right here. Only her. There's a dream that doesn't go away in the back of your mind. There's a hope in the heart of all you say. Seek and you'll find. Find your dream, the one you thought you'd never choose. Let yourself dream, let yourself dream. A dream can come true. There's a light shining through the trees so far away. One small lamp in a window in the breeze can show you the way. Shine your light, the light you thought you never show. Oh, let your light shine, let your light shine. See where you go. There's a love that'll never let me go. How can I lose? So the dream that doesn't go away is the thing that I choose. All my choice, all the gifts I thought that life would never give. Gonna let myself dream, let myself choose, let myself live. Oh yes, gonna let myself dream, let myself choose, let myself live. There's a dream that doesn't go away in the back of your mind.
Became of Alexander, did she make it through? What kind of woman gets to love you? Wrote us all a little note, nothing left to lose. What kind of woman gets to love you? I need to know, where does Alexander?
restless. When you got on the school bus, your Chuck Taylors were ragged and worn in. It wasn't long till we were counting the days till graduation. We were dreaming of Oregon. You had a cousin in Portland. He had his very own place. So we hatched a scheme for how we get away. We found courage in the bourbon, like sponges we soaked in the night until we sank down and huddled up against the bonfire. We were drunk on our youth and the band and the sound. And I held your head that night. You cried your eyes out on the curb after he crushed your heart with a single word. Juliet, you did your best. It's freezing in Columbus. Did you ever make it west? I was quiet, you were reckless, and the boys liked you better, and in truth I did mind. I was thunder to your lightning, you were flame, I was embers, and it scared me sometimes. And just being close to you, it felt like diving from the sky. You couldn't stem the bleeding, and neither could I. Juliet, you did your best. It's freezing in Columbus. Did you ever make it west?
WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
Did you know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.LymeDiseaseAssociation.org.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock, and it comes to you each and every week at this time. So mark it on your calendar. Put it in your phone. Give yourself a reminder. Be like, dude, I gotta tune in. I got to listen. And in fact, at this time each and every week, I do a thing called The Mock. What is the mock? I take a word, artist, performer, a theme, and I play some cover songs or tribute songs or whatever. I do something that is related to that theme for, I don't know, anywhere from 8 to 40 minutes. It just depends on the inspiration, I guess. Before I get into the mock of tonight, and I'll tell you, and I say tonight, I could say today, I could say this morning. It just depends when you are listening. I got to remind you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records They're located in Millvale. They're open 7 days a week, and they provide new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, all those stomps in between. They're family-owned and operated, and they pay for quality used records and CDs. No collection's too big. No collection is too small. Again, Attic Records is located in Millvale. You can call them at 412-821-8484. So for the mock this week, we're doing something a little different yet special, but not different because we've done it in the past few months over the summer. The mockster wants to kind of regenerate some old mocks. Maybe you weren't a listener 5 years ago, 8 years ago, 15 years ago, and you missed a mock. So I am pulling some rewind mocks, some flashback mocks, some throwback mocks, whatever you want to call them, into my mix on upcoming shows, including this show. So I am going back to a mock that originally aired on WRCT on September 28th of 2007. So we're talking 14 years ago. And you're like, okay, dude, okay. Can you tell me who that mock was? And I'm like, I can. In fact, here, let me turn off my background music so that I can give you the full effect of what is, or who, I should say, is going under the mock light. What? Yeah. Just take those old records off. Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise is going, no, Bob Seger. It's a Bob Seger mock on this episode of the Viva La Mock radio program. I'd like to call him a hometown boy. He's a home state boy. As many of you know, I am originally from the great state of Michigan. Bob Seger, also a Michigander, if you wondered what they call people from Michigan. Michigander. Born in May of 1945. Bob is actually 76 years old. So think about it. He was only, 61 or 62 when I did the mock originally. But now he's 76. He was born in Detroit, raised in Ann Arbor, and I know that he was raised in Ann Arbor because my high school physics teacher went to high school with him. He did. He said they never hung out. They weren't friends, but I believe they went to Ann Arbor Pioneer School. So for you people knowing the school systems up there, I believe that's the school that Bob went to. I think. Anyway, so Bob Seger is going underneath the mock light. Got a bunch of songs related to Bob, whether he wrote them, sang them, or you'll just figure it out. You'll figure it out. We are starting off the Bob Seger mock with something from the late 1970s from his Get